A federal judge in New Mexico ruled yesterday that former service members who were honorably discharged under Don't Ask, Don't Tell and joined in a class action lawsuit must be given their full separation pay. People who serve in the military for 6 years or more are entitled to collect separation pay when they're discharged to help ease the transition back to civilian life. Though it was never part of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell law, it was Pentagon policy to give those discharged for homosexuality only half the discharge pay they would otherwise get. Joshua Block is a staff attorney with the ACLU's Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender Project. He says they're grateful that these service members are finally getting justice.
It's been a long time coming. We tried to convince the administration to fix this discriminatory separation pay policy before Don't Ask, Don't Tell was even repealed. This was an internal administration policy that could have been repealed at any time without Congress getting involved. And we were disappointed that it wasn't reversed on its own. We were disappointed that after we filed a lawsuit that the administration initially fought us on it. And we're just thankful now that these veterans who served their country honorably for over 6 years, each of them finally have the full separation pay that any other service member would have received in their position.
The effect of this ruling only goes back to those discharged, as you said, with 6 years of service or more, who were discharged on or after November of 2010. That leaves an awful lot of people uncovered by this ruling.
Yeah, there are two things. One is the number of years of service you've had, so you need to have served at least 6 years. But the other is we could only get relief, as you noted, you know, for people going 6 years back to 2004. Because that's the statute of limitations under current law for being able to sue in court. So in many ways, it's just the tip of the iceberg. We think that the class is going to cover 181 people, but there are many people who were discharged before 2004 who also had at least 6 years of service and received an honorable discharge and were separated under Don't Ask, Don't Tell for no fault of their own. And under current law, there is no remedy for them. Their statute of limitations has already run out. So in some respects, bittersweet that we've gotten 100% recovery for everyone we possibly could. And in order to give recovery to people from before then, you would need Congress or the administration to actually change the law to allow people to bring claims from more than 6 years ago.
What about people who were discharged just prior to being eligible for pensions? I've talked to several people who were sometimes within 6 months of being fully vested for a pension.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the enormous problem. The way it works is if you've been between 6 years and 20 years, you get separation pay. But if you make it all the way to 20 years, you normally get a pension. And there are a lot of people that were kicked out at year 18 or 19. So they were denied their pension, and then they were given only half separation pay on top of that. But there have been lawsuits filed by those people where they've asked for back pay to be like reinstated at the level that they would have had they not been discharged. And those have successfully resolved in settlements on a case-by-case basis. But it's absolutely right that those service members suffered a huge additional financial loss. And I think it's going to take a while before we manage to work through all the lingering effects that this just horribly unfair and discriminatory policy has had on people. Even for the people that received recovery under this settlement, they now have 100% of what their separation pay should have been, but the whole purpose of separation pay is to help ease your transition from the military into civilian life. The time that you really need it is the time that you're immediately separated. Having it several years down the road, it's nice. It definitely will make a difference in these people's lives, but you can't make up for the fact that they didn't have this money when they most needed it.
What will this mean to the average member of this class of 181 former service members?
The amount of separation pay you get is determined by your years of service and your pay grade at the time that you were separated. So for someone who served 6 years and was a low-ranking officer, it could be, you know, several thousand, $10,000. For someone who made it all the way up to 19 years of service and was a senior officer at the time they're separated, it could be much, much, much more, close to $100,000 or a very high figure. So it will depend a lot on where the person was in the military rankings and how many years of service they've had. But I think that just goes to show how like broad and sweeping this policy was, that it cut across ranks, it cut across years of service, and it affected people all along the spectrum. And thank God we're able to have a settlement, at least for these people, that gets them 100% payment. And in terms of concretely what they should be expecting down the road, DOD is going to be, as part of the settlement, making contact with everyone who qualifies for the payment under the class. They'll be sending out a notice informing them of the settlement and giving them a form they can fill out to opt in. And if they have any questions about it whatsoever, anyone can always contact the ACLU and ask for more information about the settlement and how they opt into it. And once they opt into the settlement by returning the form, their full separation pay will be processed, and they should hopefully be receiving a check fairly soon thereafter.
Are there other lingering effects of Don't Ask, Don't Tell that still have to be litigated?
I think at a basic level, there's no non-discrimination policy in the military right now that protects gay and lesbian service members against harassment the way that other minorities are protected. SLDN has been pushing hard to get the Pentagon to adopt a policy along those lines, and they haven't done that yet. And then, of course, the interaction between military service and DOMA has huge consequences for LGBT service members and their spouses and families. One of the toughest things of serving overseas is being separated from your loved ones. And right now, because of the Defense of Marriage Act, gay and lesbian service members and their families are treated very differently and very unfairly compared to their heterosexual counterparts. So I think those are the two main areas I can think of that are immediately on the horizon of inequality and discrimination that's still preventing service members from having all the rights and benefits and responsibilities of heterosexual service members.
Joshua Block is a staff attorney with the American Civil Liberties Union's LGBT Project.